International Bible Lessons Commentary, Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 20, New Revised Standard Version. International Bible Lessons, Sunday, February 22nd, 2015, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. The International Bible Lesson, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series for Sunday, February 22nd, 2015 is from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 20. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study Hints for Discussion and Thinking Further discusses the questions below to help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion. These hints are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. International Bible Lesson Commentary, Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 20. Ephesians 6:10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His power. Paul prayed that the Ephesian believers would know what is the immeasurable greatness of His power for us who believe, according to the working of His great power. Ephesians 1:19. Then Paul commanded believers to be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His power. God's power is so great that His power in Christ raised Christ from the dead and seated Christ at His right hand. Ephesians 1:20. Believers must choose to be strong in the Lord and also pray for the strength of the Lord's power to make and keep them strong. Ephesians 6:11. Put on the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Through Paul's letter, in these concluding verses, God commands us to stand firm three times, depending on the translation. Ephesians 6:11, 6:13, and 6:14. Having told believers how to live as Christians in Christ and together in the church, he now wrote that they would face enemies who would do all they could to destroy their lives, their faith in Christ, and deceive them in many ways. Therefore, they needed to put on the armor that God gave them. The only way believers can remain standing firm is to put on the whole armor of God and not make the mistake of thinking they can resist with only a few pieces of God's armor. Ephesians 6:12. For our struggle is not against enemies of blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Believers recognize and fight against evil in a variety of ways as they pray and seek the Lord's guidance and strength. Behind those who do evil are cosmic powers and spiritual forces of evil. In the world, there is a present darkness. The light, the Lord Jesus Christ, shines in this present darkness, but the darkness does not comprehend Christ and cannot overcome Him. John 1:5. Believers are light in the Lord, and evil, or those who are darkness, cannot comprehend believers, and though they may try, they cannot spiritually overcome believers who pray and stand firm in the whole armor of God. See Ephesians 5:8 and Ephesians 6:11. Believers do have spiritual enemies who will try physically and spiritually to spread darkness and evil through physical enemies who remain in darkness. Ephesians 6:13. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to withstand on that evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Paul once again insisted, believers must put on the whole armor of God, and not rely on themselves, or their own thoughts, or false ideas, and leaders, who do not know Christ or trust in the Scriptures. A day is coming, and perhaps many days are coming, when believers can only and must stand firm as Christians in the whole suit of armor and with the spiritual weapons God has given them. When the disciples of Jesus died for their faith in Jesus as their Lord and Savior, all they could do was pray and stand firm in the whole armor of God and in the strength of God's power in Christ. And they prevailed, even though they died physically, for they went to the place in heaven that Jesus had prepared for them, and they inherited eternal life with God in His kingdom. Ephesians 6:14. Stand, therefore, and fasten the belt of truth around your waist, and put on the breastplate of righteousness. The devil will use those who are darkness, or those who are only partially suited in the armor of God, to attack Christians with false accusations, lies, and other deceptions, personal, philosophical, or theological. The only defense is to surround ourselves with the truth of Christ and the Scriptures, and with those who cling to and fervently teach the truth of Jesus Christ in the Bible. The darkness will attack the truth and those of the truth, who seek to live by the truth, the Lord Jesus Christ, in a variety of ways. Believers must protect their hearts by putting on Christ, who is our righteousness, and by living rightly in the strength of Christ's power. See also Isaiah 11:5. Ephesians 6:15. As shoes for your feet, put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. While we are under attack by darkness, and by those under the influence and power of the devil, we can pray for an opportunity to share the gospel of peace, the good news that through faith in Jesus Christ, believers can find peace with God, peace within themselves, and peace with others insofar as peace is possible through their new nature and way of living. The power of God through the gospel can change unbelievers from darkness to light, even as the power of God and the gospel changes all believers from darkness, from living as slaves and tools of Satan, to light, to living as faithful servants of our Lord Jesus Christ. See Ephesians 5:6-14. Ephesians 6:16. With all of these, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Faith includes believing, and believing in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and as the King over all, who sits on God's throne at the right hand of God. Faith includes living in ways that demonstrate who you believe in and what you believe. Faith includes believing and trusting in the Word of God, written, the Bible, and the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ. Ephesians 6:17. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. When we come to faith in Jesus Christ as the Bible has revealed Christ, as Lord and Savior, we are freed from our sins, cleansed from our sins, and saved from the eternal consequences of our sins and former life of darkness and evil and slavery to Satan. By continually reminding ourselves of these facts and living on the basis of these facts, we can protect our minds from Satan's many attacks and arrows of falsehood. The Word of God, the Bible, is the sword that the Holy Spirit can use to help us deflect the falsehoods of Satan in his various attempts to mislead us away from the truth. See Hebrews chapter 4, verses 12 through 13. Ephesians 6:18. Pray in the Spirit at all times, in every prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert, and always persevere in supplication for all the saints. When we pray in the Spirit, we pray for a better understanding and use of the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. When we pray for others, especially in their time of need, we can pray for them to have a better understanding and use of the sword of the Spirit. Paul wanted people to pray for him, so while he was in prison, he could speak the Word of God boldly, or better, as the sword of the Lord in the strength of God's power. Perseverance, or the command to always persevere, means we will face opposition when we seek to pray and pray for others. So we must keep on praying in every circumstance. Ephesians 6:19. Pray also for me, so that when I speak, a message may be given to me to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel. Paul knew the mystery of Christ and the gospel that Jesus wanted him to teach. He prayed and wanted others to pray for him, so he could preach and teach the message of Christ using the right words and the divine power of Christ that would convince others to accept the gospel of peace. Paul knew that he would need divine strength and wisdom to teach about Jesus Christ, coming into the heart and the life of those who would accept him, and how he would bring Jews and Gentiles together in loving fellowship in the church, which is the mystery of the gospel. Ephesians 6:20. For which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it boldly, as I must speak. An ambassador represents someone else, often a ruler, king, or nation. Paul represented Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God as an ambassador. He wanted prayer so he could boldly proclaim the message of his king, that he must or ought to speak as an official representative of his king and God's kingdom. even though he was in chains in a prison. Paul wanted people to pray that he could speak boldly as a sincere ambassador of Jesus Christ right where he was. And he had an audience in chains all around him who needed to hear the gospel of peace and salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. What are some things we can do to get strength to stand firm when we are attacked? 2. What did the 6 different parts of the armor that God has given us represent? Three. What parts of our protective armor and weapons seem to be most attacked today? Four. To be ready to fight and stand firm in a battle against Satan and his tricks, of the 6 pieces of armor needed, what item do you personally need the most? Explain your answer. 5. In addition to putting on the full armor of God, what else does Paul emphatically say we must do? Begin or close your class by reading the short weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2015 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.